Okay, we're going to begin here on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Bet by the two dots on the last line. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harotze Shikabel Alav O Malchut Shemayim Shleima. Person wants to properly accept the yoke of heaven upon himself. He should yifneh. He should go relieve himself first. V'itol Yadav, then wash his hands. V'yaniach Tfilin, put on Tfilin. V'ikra Kriyat Shema, then say Kriyat Shema V'yit Palel, and then Davin Shemon Esrei. V'zuhi Malchut Shemayim Shleima. That is the proper way to accept the yoke of heaven. Any person who relieves himself, then washes his hands, puts on tefillin, it's as if he built a mizbeach, and he brought a korban on it. Because it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Erchatz b'nikayon kapai v'asovva et mizbachacha Hashem. So the pashtut of the pasuk is that I will wash my hands in innocence and I will surround or encircle your mizbeach Hashem. But the way they're reading it here is that Erchatz b'nikayon kapai, that the washing of one's hands and taking care of oneself, that is the equivalent of v'asovva et mizbachacha Hashem, as if they were surrounding the mizbeach and using the mizbeach for a korbanot. So Amar Lei Rava Lo Sover Lamar Kilu Taval. Why are you saying it's Kilu Hikriv Korban? Why didn't you say it's as if he went to the mikveh? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says Echatz Benikayon, that I washed myself. Now here Nikayon, the Gemara is not using as an innocence, but rather in purity or cleanliness. Velo Katav Architz Kapai, I washed my hand. So if it was simply that he was washing his hands, the pasuk should say Architz Kapai. The fact that it says Erchatz B'Nikayon Kapai makes it sound like the washing of hands is the equivalent of Nikayon, of being cleaned or purified. That's what Rav is saying. It's as if he went to the mikveh. So Amalei Ravina the Rava Chazimar Haitzuburim B'Rabbanon the Atami Marova. Did you see this young whippersnapper Talmud Chochem that came from Eretz Yisrael from the west? Vamar. Mishen lo mayim nechot yadav mikaneach yadav ba'afar ubitzror ubikismit. A person or an individual does not have water in order to wash their hands. Said they can clean their hands ba'afar with dirt or dust, bitzror with a pebble or a stone, ubikismit with a wood or a splinter. Amalei shapir kamar. That makes a lot of sense. Miktiv, because he again quotes the pasuk here from Tehillim. Does it say erchatz b'mayim? Doesn't say that I will clean myself with water. But nikayon ktiv, anything called midei demenake, any cleansing agent. It doesn't necessarily have to be with water. The issue at hand is cleanliness. Tav Rav Chisda, layit aman demhadar amaya beidan tzlota. Chisda used to curse anybody who would start to search for water at the time of davening. We're going to come back to this. And it's the girsa that we have in our Gemara, and this is a very controversial girsa, is v'hani milu de kriyat shema. That's true for kriyat shema, aval b'tzvila mehadar. But for tzvila, you do have to go look around for water. V'ad kamo. How far do you have to look for water when it comes to davening? Ad parsa, until the distance of parsa. V'hani milu de kameh. That's only if it's on the direction that he is going. I mean, if he's traveling and he's moving in that direction, then he must continue in that direction in order to attain the water. Aval achorei, if he has to double back, afilu mil eno chuzer. He doesn't have to go back. The limit of how far he has to go back is a mil. Umina, and you can infer from that, mil hu d'eno chuzer, he doesn't have to go back a mil, hapachot mi mil chuzer, less than a mil, he has to go back. So now we had three drashot from that pasuk in Tehillim, Avrachatz b'nikayon kabai, two of them figurative explanations, which are that one who cleans themselves properly in the morning is either like he has been makriv ala mizbeach, or it's the equivalent of him going to the mikveh and purifying himself. The last one has halachic implications, which is that a person who does wash themselves does not necessarily have to do with water, but can do it with anything that's minaka, anything that is a cleansing agent or cleans. So some of the Rishonim point out that this is only true where the problem is dirt or uncleanliness. This is not something that can help in terms of purity from tumah. It's helpful in terms of dirt. And so if the hands are dirty, then you can use a cleansing agent, even though the cleansing agent is not water. The next thing is this statement of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that he cursed anybody who looks for water at the time that it's to daven. Then we have afterwards a girsa which seems to separate or differentiate between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Rashi has a very interesting comment on that. He says, the Kriyat Shema shezmana kavua, pen yavor hazman. He shouldn't be looking around for water at the time of Kriyat Shema because maybe the zman will pass and he'll miss out on Kriyat Shema. Aval tefillah dechol yom zmanahu. Since tefillah all day is the zman, therefore you have to look for water. Very strange Rashi in the sense that where do we have tefillah that's all day? There is a limit to tefillah. Tefillah is ad dalet shaot, even according to the chachamim ad chatzot, until midday. But we don't have an unlimited amount of time to daven. Maybe there's more time. Maybe that's what Rashi is referring to. And therefore, Tosafot over here mentions that he thinks this girsa is incorrect. And this girsa does not belong in the Gemara. And the girsa fell in, according to some of the Rishonim, because of the Rif. The Rif had this in his girsa. It came from the Gonim, was later added into the Gemara. And according to Tosafot, there's no distinction in Slota. Slota means Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. And if you look throughout Shas, the word Slota is generally used for Tefillah, not for Kriyat Shema. So it makes more sense to say that the din is the same both for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. And that makes sense because why should there be any distinction between them? Like we just mentioned in Rashi, they both have a limited zman in which you can accomplish them. And so because of that, the need or the necessity to get water does not devolve upon you if you're going to miss out on Kriyat Shema or Tefillah. Now there is a machloket in the Rishonim. Is that once you hit the Zman of Kriyat Shema? Or is that only when you're towards the end of the Zman of Kriyat Shema? For instance, the Tamine Rabbeinu Yonah over here suggests that as soon as you hit the Zman of Kriyat Shema, the Zman of Tefillah, you no longer have to look for water. You go to do the obligation or discharge the obligation of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. There are others that believe that it's only at the end of the Zman Tefillah. If you're coming up on the end of Kriyat Shema, or you're coming up on the end of Tefillah, then you don't go look for water at the risk of missing out on the Zman. So that is one machlok to be shonim. In the end, this differential in whether the girsa appears or not has implications in the halacha, because the Rambam does paskin, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rif, all paskin based on this lashon of a Gemara. And therefore the Rambam says, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, you don't have to go looking around for water. But when it comes to Tefillah, one does have to go look around for water. The Rambam has the most extreme formulation, which is that he quotes five things that are ma'akev at the Tefillah, five things that are integral to davening, and if you don't do them, then they ruin the Tefillah. And one of those is netilat yadayim, washing one's hands. The Rambam says it's mandatory to wash one's hands before they daven. The Bir Alocha claims that even the Rambam B'dieved agrees if you didn't wash your hands, you don't have to daven again, even though it's a pagam in your tefillah. Nevertheless, it doesn't oker the tefillah legamre, which to the point where you'd have to repeat and daven again. So that machloket persists in poskim all the way to the Shulchan Aruch about whether by tefillah you do require washing your hands and how far you must travel to wash your hands. One of the proofs to those that say this is that the Gemara in Psachim, and we also saw this, the Gemara in Chulin, says that for three things you need to go search for water. And that is the Gavel, kneading the dough. It's Machloket Rashi and Tosafot in Chulin, what exactly that means. Then there's the Tefillah, Ulinitila Diadayim. You have to go Arba Milim. But it sounds like from that Gemara in Psachim and in Chulin that for Tefillah you do have to go search for water. Rashi over there says Tefillah is not about washing one's hands for Tefillah. But tefillah is to find a minion, that the requirement to go search, and we have here in the Gemara of going forward for a meal, a parsa, and going back less than a meal, that is not for washing one's hands for tefillah like the Rambam says, but rather for getting a minion. And so the Shulchan Aruch brings down halacha both opinions about both looking for water and with regards to finding a minion when it comes to require you to make an effort to do such. And as the Bir Alocha points out, that if one's in their house and you're at home, that's no worse than when you're traveling and you have to go backwards a meal. Your house is no worse than that. And therefore, there would be a requirement for you at least to, within a meal, make an effort to, whether it's attain a minion or to find water in order to wash, that both of those were true even when you're at home. Question of parsa and meal, those distances and how far one must travel. That's a question, is that a time period or is that a distance? Obviously, that has implications today where we have modes of transportation that take us much faster. So do we say you have to travel the amount of a meal, which is roughly 18 minutes? Do you have to travel 18 minutes to find it? Or do you have to travel the distance of a meal? And that's a machloket in the Achronim as to whether we require you to travel 18 minutes or we just require you to travel the amount of distance that is a meal, which today would take you obviously much less time to do. Right, so that's just big gadol, that's sugyo. But important here is whether we have this girsa towards the end that differentiates between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, which obviously has a huge nafkamina with regards to Tefillah, whether Netilat Yadayim is ma'akev for Tefillah or not. Okay, now we move on to the next Mishnah, which is a Koreat Shema v'lo Yishmiah lo Ozno. Someone who reads Kriyat Shema and he doesn't hear what he's saying, Yatzah. We'll see in the Gemara assumes that the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda. Based on the structure of the Mishnah, it seems to make sense. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says it's an absolute requirement that you hear your Kriyat Shema. If you don't, then you're not Yotze. Kara v'lo dikdek be'oto yotea. Person who read it and did not, as Rashi says, enunciate the words properly. Then Rabbi Yossi Omer yatsa. That's fine. Rabbi Omer lo yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says it's me'akev, and you're not yotze. Hakorela mafreya. Here everybody agrees. If you read it out of order, lo yatsa, then you certainly are not yotze. Kara v'ta'a. If you're reading and you made a mistake, yachzor l'makom sheta'a. You go back to the place where you had the mistake. Gemara also will discuss this later on. For certain instances in Kriyat Shema, but Shema and Vayayim Shema have the exact same phrase. So if you're as uncertain as to which phrase you're up to, then you go back to the first one because we don't know. And since a fake, you go back to Chozer l'makom sheta'a. Then where it says, my time is Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's reasoning that you're not yotze when you don't hear it? Shum dichtiv Shema. That you have to hear. Hashmeya lo aznecha. Masha ata motzi mipicha. That which you articulate, you must hear. V'tanakama. Tanakama being Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Shema b'chol lashon shata shumeya. Shema does not come to teach you about the articulation and hearing that articulation, but rather that you are permitted to read Kriyat Shema in any language. Rabbi Yossi tarti Shema mina. Rabbi Yossi thinks that you can learn both of them out. Shema means both that you must hear it, and Shema also means that you could say it in any language that you understand. So it's not hatam. We have a Mishnah in Truma that says, Cheresh hamidaber ve'eno shomea. You have someone who is able to speak, ve'eno shomea, but he's unable to hear. Lo yitrom. That person, the chatchila, should not be mafrish Truma. Vim taram, if he does that Truma, Trumato Truma, then his Truma is fine. So b'di'eved, even though he can't hear what he's saying, nevertheless, we say it's fine. Man tana cheresh hamidaber ve'eno shomea di'avad in lechatchila lo. Who's the one who says when it comes to such a setup where you cannot hear that b'di'avad it works, but the lechatchila you shouldn't do this? So I'm Rav Chista, Rav Yosihi. It's Rav Yosi of our Mishnah. The tana koret hashma v'lo shmeh lezno yatsa divrei Rav Yehuda. Now again, we don't have this girsa of divrei Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah. The Gemara is implying that it is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosi Omer lo yatsa. Rav Yosi says you're not. You would say ad kan lo kamar Rav Yosi lo yatsa alegabi kriyat shma deoraita. By Kriyat Shema, when we're talking about a din min haTorah, over there he says, if you don't hear it, you're not yotze. Aval truma mishum brochohu. The problem by truma is not being mafish to truma, but rather the brocha that you make beforehand. Ubrocha de rabbanan. First and foremost, a brocha is only a din de rabbanan. Velo bebrocha tayo milta. Number two is a brocha is not ma'akev the mitzvah. Even if you don't make the brocha, you're still yotze the mitzvah. It's not ma'akev the mitzvah. So based on that, Rabbi Yossi believes in that instance, we will not say that it is ma'akev, and therefore b'di'avad he was yotze. Gemara says, "We might Rabbi Yossi. How do you know Rabbi Yossi is the author? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the author of that Mishnah in Truma. V'amar gabe kriyat shma nami di'avad in chatchilo lo. When Rabbi Yehuda over here says yatsa, it says a koreh tashma v'lishmina zol yatsa. Yatsa sounds like it's b'di'avad that he is yotze, not lechatchilo. That wasn't what he should do, but if he did it, then he is yotze." Teda, and I can prove it to you, Tani Hakore, that if he did read, which is a lashon of di avad in lechatchilo lo, Tamei Haidik Tani Hakore. No, maybe the reason that they wrote in a lashon of di avad is lo di acha kocho de Rabbi Yossi, to teach you the power of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi even di avad says it's pasul. Damar diyad nami lo di Rabbi Yehuda afilu lechatchilo nami yotza, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that lechatchilo you are yotze by my ukimta ki Rabbi Yossi. Then if you set it up like Rabbi Yossi, v'had etanya, then what are you going to do with this braita? Lo yivarech adam birkat hamazon b'libo, v'im birach yatsa. Person should not say birkat hamazon silently. If he does do such, yatsa, then he is yotze, that is b'di avad. Now the way you're setting it up now, which is Rabbi Yossi says lo yatsa, period, and Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchilo you can do whatever you want, meaning that you don't have to be hishmiel as no. Now we're going to end up in a position that there's no middle position who says b'di'avad yes. So now we quote a braita which says that when a person doesn't hear it b'di'avad they're yotze. So who is that? Who's going to be the author of that position? Rabbi Yossi thinks you're never yotze, and Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no demand on you to be hishmiel as no. Mani, who's going to be the author of that position? How could you set it up like Rabbi Yehuda lechatchilo and leave Rabbi Yossi to mean that even b'di'avad it's problematic? If you do that, you're going to run into an authorship problem with this other braita. Because mani, lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda amar lechatchilo nami yatsa. Based on what you're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchilo you can do whatever you want. Vi Rabbi Yossi di'avad nami lo. Even b'di'avad you're not yotze. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda must be the author of that braita. Di'avad in lechatchilo lo. And Rabbi Yehuda's position is that b'di'avad you are yotze, but that's not what you should do lechatchilo. and therefore he'll be in our Mishnah saying that, and he'll be the author of this Braita about Birkat HaMazon. Elaha, then we have another problem, because we have another Braita. Hadatani Rabbi Yehuda Braita Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Cheresh HaMetaber V'Eino Shumea, Toreim Lechat Chilo. It's Mafrish Truma Lechat Chilo. Mani, who's going to be the author of that position? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, velo Rabbi Yossi. Neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi can be the author of that position. I Rabbi Yehuda Amar Di'avedin Lechat Chilo Lo. You've now set up Rabbi Yehuda to say that only b'diavad is it okay im leo hishmielos no. Bi Rabbi Yossi amar diavad nami lo. Alolam Rabbi Yehuda vafilu chatchila nami. So now you have to go back to our assumption that Rabbi Yehuda says even the chatchila you're allowed to do it without being mishmielos no. Below kasha, that's not a problem. Hadi day v'hadi rabbe. The difference in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion between his own personal opinion and the position that he quotes in the name is Rabbi. That's not with the Tanya. We have a braita. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria. His Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says, "A koreta shema tzarich sheyashmilo zno." Person who reads Kriyat Shema has to hear it. Shenamar shema yisrael Hashem lokeinu Hashem echad. So that sounds like lichatchila you have to be meshmilo zno. B'diavad you are yotzei according to this, and that is Rabbi Yehuda b'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But Rabbi Yehuda himself will say lichatchila you don't even have to be meshmilo zno. So now if I go back to explain our Mishnah. Our mission is a case with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda there believes even the chatchila you can do it. The reason he used the lashona b'diavad is because Rabbi Yossi believes even b'diavad you're not yotzei. The next mishnah that we quoted by Truma, that'll be authored by his Rebbe. Because there it says only b'diavad are you yotzei. That'll be authored by his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the Braita by Birkat HaMazon, which is also b'diavad, there also will be authored by Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the case of Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Yoshimon b'pazi, who says the chatchila you're allowed to be toreim, that'll be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda himself. So that Braita of Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Yoshimon b'pazi, plus our Mishnah will be Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato that it's l'chatchila. And the Braita from Truma and Birkat HaMazon that says only b'diavad are you yotzei, that'll be Rabbi Yehuda b'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Amalei Rabbi Meir. So continuing in that Braita, Rabbi Meir says back, Are you Omer, Asher Anochi mitzavecha hayom al levavecha? Achar kavanat alev, heinein advarim. Rabbi Yossi says, it's all about what's in your heart. You do not need to articulate over here. And even if you do it in your heart, you're fine. So that sounds like Rabbi Meir believes the chatchila, you don't have to do it at all. Gemara says, "Well, hashda dati lahachi." Once you have Rabbi Meir's opinion, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda kerabeis virle. There may be even Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that only b'diavad are you yotzei. Below kasha, how Rabbi Meir, how Rabbi Yehuda. So now we will learn all of the brightot of Mishnayot that we brought as being b'diavad, and that will be the opinion of both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The one case that we brought by Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi that says that the chatchila you don't have to be yishmilos no, that'll be authored by Rabbi Meir. So therefore our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda will say the chatchila you should be mashmilos no, b'diavad you are yotzei. The case by Truma where it says Trumacho Truma b'diavad, that'll be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Case of Birkat HaMazon, also the same. The case of Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, which says the mutar lechatchila litrom, that'll be authored by Rabbi Meir. The next piece in the Gemara, Tosafot asks over here, he doesn't understand how the Gemara is equating between all these cases. The Gemara just equated between Shema, Truma, Birkat HaMazon, and now the Gemara is about to introduce the issue of Megillah. And Tosafot wants to understand, why is it by Birkat HaMazon, if lo yishmiel as no, lo yatzah? If you didn't hear it or you didn't listen to it, that you're not yotzei. How could it be that Rabbi Yossi is of opinion lo yatzah means lo yatzah legamrei by Birkat HaMazon? By Birkat HaMazon, we don't have the din of Shema. By Shema, it says Shema. Therefore, you have to be mashmia lo zno. You have to hear it. There we say we distinguish between dinim doraita of Kriyat Shema versus dinei dirabanan, like the bracha on Truma. So over there, Rabbi Yossi will say by Truma you're yotzei. But by Kriyat Shema, you're not. But over here, when we're talking about Birkat HaMazon, which is a din min haTorah that has no pasuk like Kriyat Shema to say Shema, then why would you suggest that Rabbi Yossi believes lo yatzah? That you're not yotzei at all? Min haTorah, you are yotzei. So how could it be that Rabbanan came along and said you're not yotzei? So Tosfos says, Eino Hanami. That's what the Rabbanan did over here. The Rabbanan took away your Kiyum HaMitzvah. Since they wanted in the chatchila, they wanted to be the Shmila Ozno. So So therefore, they took away your ability to be mekayim the mitzvah if you do not follow that protocol lichatchila. And because they didn't want to differentiate between Kriyat Shema and Birkat HaMazon, which were both on the Doraita level. Right now, the Gemara moves on and speaks about a Mishnah. The Gemara does something very strange here. It quotes the Mishnah. It's going to discuss the Mishnah. And then it's going to repeat the Gemara that we just had. Word for word, it's going to repeat the entire Gemara again. We'll move through it quickly, but just so you're aware that the Gemara is just doing a huge repeat of what we just learned. So it's not Adam. We have a Mishnah Megillah, a Kol Ksherim Nekrotet the Megillah. Anybody can read the Megillah, Chutz Micher Shoteh VeKatan. Those are the exceptions. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir VeKatan, Rabbi Yehuda says a Katan can read it. Man Tana, Cheresh D'Eved Nami Lo. Who's the author of a position that says that a Cheresh may not read the Megillah, period? So I'm Rav Matna, Rav Yossi. That has to be Rav Yossi Tatan. Our Mishnah, Koreta Shema Lo Shmilos, No Yatsa. Divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi Omer, Lo Yatsa. Rav Yossi says, you're not Yotzei. So you see that the inability to hear precludes you from performing the mitzvah. So just like by Kriyat Shema, Rav Yossi says that, he also will say it by the Megillah. Where it says, Mimayd Rav Yossi, Vidi Avad Nami Lo. How do you know that it's authored by Rav Yossi? And in a case of Vidi Avad, he says, you're still not Yotzei. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that Mishnah and Megillah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. Ulechatchilohu talo. Then Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah by Kriyat Shema says lechatchilah, not hadiavad shapir dami, but bidiavad yes, and so too by Megillah. By Megillah, I will say lechatchilah the cheresh should not read it, but bidiavad if he did, you would be yotze. Diktani cheresh dumya the shoteh v'katan says cheresh that is similar to the shoteh and the katan there. Ma shoteh v'katan diavad dami lo by the shoteh and the katan. But even b'diavad, you're not going to be yotzei. Af, cheresh, diavad nami lo. So too by cheresh, should also be that b'diavad, you're not. It says, b'dilma hakadita v'hakadita. No, they don't divide it up. For cheresh, we'll say b'diavad, you're yotzei. By katan and shoteh, we'll say that even b'diavad, you're not yotzei. It says, umi mitzmatzit lukum like Rabbi Yehuda. Can you really make that Mishnah to be altered by Rabbi Yehuda? The problem with that is, v'akmik tani seifa. The latter half of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda makshir b'katan. That seems to imply that the first part of the Mishnah was not authored by Rabbi Yehuda. It says, no, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Betray gavnei katan. And there are two types of katan. And the Mishnah is actually missing some words. Everybody can read the Megillah, except for a cheresh katan. When is that true? Katan shelo giale chinuch. That's a katan who has yet to reach the point where you can train him in mitzvot. Av katan shegil chinuch afilu chatchila kasher divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But once he reaches the age where he can be properly trained in mitzvot, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, even the chatchila a katan may read. Rabbi Yehuda machshir be katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is fine to read. Rabbi Yehuda is right, and we're talking about a case of katan shegil chinuch. Why do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda? Why do the Rabbanan argue? We have later on in the Masechta. In the Masechta it says that a child that is higia lechinuch can bench on behalf of his father who's only chayav midrabanan because he ate less than a shiur. Therefore he's only chayav midrabanan. He can be motzi him. So later on, even the Rabbanan agree with katan shigia lechinuch that he can be motzi. So why is it Rabbi Yehuda saying yes and the Chachamim are saying no? Tosafot gives two different answers. One answer is that Birkat HaMazon is unique because Birkat HaMazon were machmir that people bench even when they're less than the shi'ur that is required in a Torah Sviya, which is kibetza. They say that even for kazayit that they bench. Since it's really a chumrah, we allow a katan shegil chinuch to be motzi that person. So they generally wouldn't say that, but here in that case, since it's a chumrah, we allow it. The second answer of Tosfot is more important, which is the difference between, he says, one derabanan and trade derabanan. When you're dealing with Birkat HaMazon, the child is chayav mishum chinuch, which is a din derabanan. The father is chayav mishum derabanan because he ate less than a shiur. So you have a child derabanan being motzi the father in a derabanan, which is fine. By Megillah, that's not true. The father is chayav in Megillah midrabanan. The child is chayav in Megillah midrabanan. Because higia lechinuch. But it's in a mitzvah derabanan, which means the child has trei derabanan, two derabanans. One derabanan is the mitzvah of Megillah, and the second derabanan is that in the mitzvah of Megillah, we say that if he's higia lechinuch, that he can read it. So that's why the Rav Chachamim are going to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda over here, even b'shigia lechinuch, they're going to say it doesn't work by Megillah, even though it works by Birkat HaMazon, because by Birkat HaMazon you're dealing with one Derabanan being Motzi, another Derabanan. By Megillah you have two, a double Derabanan trying to be Motzi, a single Derabanan, and that they don't allow, that they do not agree to. So now, back in the Gemara, is now going back through our Gemara that we just read before, and that's what I explained before. So now you're establishing that the Mishnah Megillah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. B'di'avad in l'chatchila lo. L'chatchila, he says you have to be mashmilas. No, b'di'avad, you don't. El hadatani, Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Shimon Pazi, cher shemidaber v'eino shumea toreim l'chatchila. Mani, who's the author of that position? Which sounds like even l'chatchila, you don't have to be mashmilas. No. Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. It will turn out to be neither of them. I Rabbi Yehuda di'avad in l'chatchila lo. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees l'chatchila, you're supposed to hear it. If you don't, then b'di'avad you'd say, but he doesn't say l'chatchila v'Rabbi Yossi di'avad namilo. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, he says even b'di'avad it's pasul, it doesn't work. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda. So what are you going to suggest, Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu l'chatchila anami? Say Elohad Tanya. Then what are you going to do with this bright? Lo yivrach adam birkat hamazon b'libo. A person should not bench silently v'im berach yatza mani. If you establish Rabbi Yehuda means even l'chatchila you don't have to hear at all, then lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. I Rabbi Yehuda amar afilu l'chatchila anami. You don't have to worry about it at all. V'Rabbi Yossi Amar Afilu Di'Aved Nami Lo. So who's going to be the author of this brayta by Birkat HaMazon? He says no, the Olam Rabbi Yehuda. It is Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Chatchila Nami. V'Lo Kasha Adidei V'Ader Rabbi. Difference being between him and his Rebbe's opinion. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rav Lazar Ben Azariah Koret Hashma Tzarich Shiyash Milos. No, he says in the name is Rebbe that by Shema you do have to hear it. Shneimar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. From the word Shema. Amar Lo Rabbi Meir Rabbi Omer Asher Anochi Mitzavacha Yom Alav Vavecha Achar Kavanat Alev Heinen Advarim. Meir disagrees and says you can say it silently because it says that you can say it on your heart. So you see from here that his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer and Bezaya, believes that l'chatchila, you do have to hear Hishmiel is no. B'di'avad, you would say. So therefore, all these brightot and mishnayot that talk b'di'avad will say that it's authored by Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem is Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer and Bezaya. The one brightot we brought of Rabbi Yehuda, braid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, that says l'chatchila, you don't have to be Hishmiel is no. That'll be Rabbi Yehuda himself who's the author of that position. The Gemara says again, oh, now that we found Rabbi Meir's opinion, afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda k'rabbi svirle. Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, that the chatchila no, b'di'evid yes, v'lo kasha. So what are you going to do with that brayta that says Rabbi Yehuda b'shem, Rabbi Shimon Pazi says even the chatchila, you can be toreim? That's how Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. That's authored by Rabbi Meir who says the chatchila, you can do everything silently, there's no requirement of articulation. And Rabbi Yehuda will hold like his Rebbe, which is b'lechatchila, you do need to articulate. B'di'avad, if you didn't, then you are yotzei. And now the Gemara concludes. Amar Rav Chisda Marav Shila Locha K'Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rav Lazar Ben Azariah. The Locha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the name of his Rebbe, and V'Locha K'Rabbi Yehuda. And Locha is also like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says B'tricha, we need both of these statements. D'Ashmina Locha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Had you simply told me the Locha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Havamina Afilu Lechatchila. The Rabbi Yehuda, it's not clear to us whether Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is lechatchila b'di'avad. So I would have thought even the chatchila, you don't have to hear anything. So Kamash Balon, Aloha K'Rabbi Yehuda, Shamar Mishum Ralazim and Azariah. So that's why he says also that Aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda according to his Rebbe, and there we know that his Rebbe says that the chatchila, you do need to be Ishmael's no. Be Ishmael, Aloha K'Rabbi Yehuda, Shamar Mishum Ralazim and Azariah. So had I just stated the case that Aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the shame of his Rebbe, Havamina Tzorich Vein Lo Takana. That's what you need to do. And if you don't do it, b'di'avad, you're not yotzei. Similar to Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah. Kamash Malon, Aloha K'Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why we said Aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That we say Rabbi Yehuda in the shame of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his Rebbe, is the same as the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda himself. And then to reconcile between those two, you would have to say that chatchila, you do need to be mashmielos, no. But b'di'avad, you are yotzei. Now, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef now qualifies this machloket and says, machloket b'kriyat shma. This machloket only exists in Kriyat Shema. Aval b'shar mitzvot. Comes other mitzvot. Rashi says, what is shar mitzvot? B'chol ha-brachot. Divrei HaKol lo yatza. Everybody believes you're not yotzei. Dichtiv. Because the pasuk says, haskeit u'shma Yisrael. Pay attention and hear or listen, b'nei Yisrael. So you have to listen. So meitavei, is that really true? Lo yivrech adam birkat hamazon b'libo b'im birech yatza. So here we have a case where it's not Kriyat Shema, and yet we're still saying that l'chatchila you require it, but b'di'avad you're yotzei if you don't hear it. So that goes against Rabbi Yosef's position. Ela itmar achi itmar. This is what you need to say that Rabbi Yosef's qualification of this is. I'm Rabbi Yosef, machloket b'kriyat shema dechtev shema Yisrael. Machloket is in kriyat shema because of the pasuk of shema Yisrael, which makes a demand that Hishmael knows no. Aval b'shar mitzvot divrei kol yatza. by any of the other mitzvot, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that you're Yotzei, because there's no pasuk that tells you must shema, that you must be Hashmiel Oznecha. So then where it says, well, what are you going to do with the pasuk then that we just brought before? Aktiv askei to Shema Yisrael. It says, how b'divrei Torah aktiv? That's not talking about mitzvot in general, that's talking about Torah. By Torah, you have to pay attention, you have to listen. But that's not a requirement in performance of mitzvot. It's a requirement, or it's a demand on you for Torah. So based on that, the way the Gemara is paskin now, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that l'chatchila, you should hear what you're saying. B'di'avad, then you do not need to hear it. You're yotzei if you do not hear it. And that's only true by Kriyat Shema. By other mitzvot, even l'chatchila, if you did not articulate it, you are fine, because you can even say it in your heart. Now, Karav alo diktek b'oti yota. If he read Kriyat Shema and he was not careful about his enunciation, Amrav Tabi, Amrav Yoshai, alocha divrei shneim l'hakel. Lachan our Mishnah is like both opinions l'hakel. So that means in the case of Ishmaelos, no, the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is the mekel who says you're yotzei b'di'evet. So the lach is like him. In the latter half of the Mishnah, when we talk about diktek b'oti yota, over there Rabbi Yehuda says you're not yotzei if you did not enunciate. Rabbi Yossi says you are yotzei. So the halacha will be like Rabbi Yossi that you are yotzei. So I'm Rabbi Tavi, I'm Rabbi Yoshaya. So again, another quote from this pair. My dichtiv, what is it meant by the pasuk? Shalosh, heina, lotizbana. There are three things that will never be satisfied or satiated. Tedvav, that's pasuk 15. Then you have dot, dot, dot. We skip something else where the pasuk talks about four that have this. And then it lists what those three items are. Here, the Gemara in the next pasuk only lists two out of the three items, which is She'ol v'otzar racham. She'ol, which the Gemara will define in a second. V'otzar racham is a barren womb. And there in the pasuk, it continues on with number three, which is earth that is dry, that requires water. So all of these items are never satiated. So now the Gemara wants to know, v'chima inyan she'ol etzel racham. Why is the she'ol juxtaposed in that list to the womb? Elomar lacham, ma rechem machnisu motzi, just like a rechem has things come in and has things that exit. Av she'ol machnis motzi. So too she'ol. And the way we're defining she'ol now is the depths, but the kever, the grave, accepts, and it also has that which will be exiting from it. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. Umar rechem she'machnisim bo b'chashai. When the conception happens, it happens in a quiet manner. Motzi mimenu b'kolei kolot. When the child is born, it comes out with lots of screaming and lots of noise. She'ol. When it comes to the burial of people, putting them in the kever, shemachnisim bo b'kolei kolot, you put them into the grave with crying and mispaid, and there's a loud ruckus about it. Enu din shemotzim emenu b'kolei kolot. Certainly, then when they exit, they should come out with a big bang. Mikan shuvah omrim ein tchiyat ha-meitim in the Torah. This is a disproof to those who believe that tchiyat ha-meitim is not mentioned in the Torah. Because here, this juxtaposition between she'ol and Rechem teaches us that just like the Rechem is a two-way street, so too the Kever is a two-way street. And that would imply that there is such thing as Tchiyat HaMeitim. Tani Rabbi Yoshaya Kamei Derova. Uchtavtam. Hakol Bechtav Afilu Tzavot. When you write the Parshiot of Shema and Vayayim Shamoa for Tfilin and for Mizuzot, you have to put the entire Parsha in there. Even the Tzavot. I mean, even the part that says Uchtavtam HaMazuzot Peitecho Visharecha. You have to put that in. That's not just a command to write the mezuzah. It's also a part of what you must put inside of it. And that's because it says uchtavtam. Uchtavtam means tiva tama. Tiva tama means complete writing. You have to write the whole parsha. Amalei damar lecha amani. According to whom are you saying this? Rabbi Yehudi. It's Rabbi Yehudi. Damar gabi sota. By sota he says, alot kotev, tzavot eno kotev. When it comes to sota, when you have to write the parsha of sota to put into the me'amarim to erase the parsha and have the woman drink it, over there, Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between alot, the curses that Hashem says about the woman, and the tzavot, the tzivui to the Kohen about what to do and what to say. So there he says that you write down the alot on that parsha, but you do not write the commands about what to do. V'hatamu dichtiv, because it says over there, v'katav et ha'alot ta'ila. You write down these curses. Avahochak dichtiv uchtavtam afilu tzavot nami. So, but over here we have uchtavtam, therefore you have to write everything down. So there it only says v'katav, and therefore you only write the alot. Whereas over here it says uktavtam k'tivat tama would include everything. You must write everything, even the charges to do things. So Mer says atu tami de Yehuda mishum dechtiva katav. Is that really the reason that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by sota has to do with the difference between katav and uktavtam? Tama Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechtiva alot, because the pasuk says but katav eta alot eleila. It says what you must write. You must write the curses. alotin, tzavot lo. It's a miut from the pasuk. It has nothing to do with katav or ktavtam. It has to do with the fact that I wrote alot. Where it says it's tzach dat chamin and elif ktiva ktiva mehatam. I would think that you would learn out like an exera shovel. It says ktiva by sota, and it says ktiva by kriyachma. So just like by sota, it's only the alot. It's only the content, not the tzivoy. So too by kriyachma, it should just be the content and not the tzivoy. So mahatalam alotin tzavot lo. Af hachanami tzavot lo. Also over here, you would say the tzavot that you would not have to put them in. Katarachmanu ktavtam afilu tzavot. And that's what ktavtam comes to teach you. Don't make that exera shovel because it's not the same. There it's ktiva. Here it's ktiva tama. Ktiva tama is different than ktiva, and so therefore you'll differentiate kriyat shema from sota. Sota, you only write down the content, not the charges, whereas by kriyat shema, you write down both. Tani, Rabbi Avadya kamei derava, vili maritem sheili mudcha tam. Then when you teach it and when you explain it, it has to be done clearly and properly. What does that mean? Shiten revach ben advekim. You have to leave spacing between letters that, when they are together, get confused. Ani Rava Batrei. So Rava followed up on this and says, Kigon, I'll give you examples of this. Al Livavecha. Because you have to lamed again. You can't, if you read it, you would say Al Livavecha. It sounds like there's only one lamed. So you have to space out. You have to take a pause. You have to say Al and then Livavecha. So the lameds are separated. Al Livavchem. The same thing there. You have to separate between the lamed at the end of Al to the beginning of Livavchem. Bechol Livavecha. So again, two lameds in a row. Bechol Livavchem. Same thing again. Esev bisadicho, vavatem the mem and mehera, hakanaf pitio, etchem meeretz. So again, mem, mem. What's interesting here is you have a list of common letters. Two in the list are interesting. And they are Esev and bisadicho. Because one is a vet and the other one is a bet. And a knaf tio is also that way. A knaf is a soft fey, and then pitio is a hard pey. So here the Gemara doesn't seem to distinguish between them, and it might be because in their time there wasn't such a distinction or wasn't an easy distinction. But it's just interesting to note that the Gemara here brings even those similar letters when their enunciation is different. Tosafot brings from the Rif additional places that you need to make these stops, not only when there's a common letter, the same letter ends the previous word and begins the next word, but when you have what we call silent letters like Hey, Aleph, and Ayin. In those instances, also, you must take a breather in order to separate the words. Truthfully, our riff doesn't have that, but the quotes of the quotes in the Shema riff, which is v'chara af. You can't say v'charaf. You have to say v'charas and have a pause and then say af. Because if you just say it quickly, it's v'charaf. It becomes like one word because of the silent hey and then the aleph that comes afterwards. And then the same as uritem oto. You can't just go straight into uritem oto, because then it sounds like it's one word. Rather, you have to say uritem, and then a little pause, and then oto. Uzachartem et. Vasitem et. So all of these items, you have to take a small pause so that the two words don't run together with these letters of aleph, ayin, and hey. So you have to always leave a spacing over there. And the last thing he brings down, which most people are aware of, is that the Yerushalmi demands that you say laman tizkiru, that you emphasize the Zion over there on Tizkaru, so that it shouldn't sound like a sin. Because otherwise, if it sounded like a sin, it would be Laman Tizkaru. Tizkaru would mean in order to get reward. And that's not something that we want to say. We don't do the mitzvot in order to get reward. Enunciate properly the Laman Tizkaru, so it's obvious that it's a Zion and not a sin. You want to see an exhaustive list of all of these problems, all these issues, and the Sefer Yisod, the Vishor Shavodah, in the listing by Kriyat Shema, he gives an exhaustive list of every place that you should have to make a pause in order not to have letters overlap every problem in terms of enunciation. Gemara finishes off here. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, kol hakorei kriyat shema umedakdek bo tiyotah. Anybody reads kriyat shema and enunciates the words properly or the letters properly, mitzaninim lo gehinom. They cool off gehinom for him. Shneamar, the pasuk is, and the pashtut pasuk is, bipares shakai milachim ba. When God spreads out or throws out the kings in it, tashleg b'tzalmon, it will snow in the tzalmon. So now the Gemara rereads, reparses the pasuk and says, al tikri bifares, don't say when Hashem spreads out, elo bifaresh, when you are plain or explicit. So now you're going to read the pasuk like this, bifaresh shakai. When you are explicit about the name of Hashem or the Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, milachim ba, place where the kings are, that place where the kings are is Gehinom, Tashleg mitzamon will be covered in snow. And the Gemara says, Al tikrei b'tzalmon, el b'tzalmovet. Not tzalmon. What is tzalmon? The name of a place. So tzalmon is tzalmovet. The place, shadow of death, which is Gehinom. So therefore, it will snow in Gehinom. If one is medakdek b'otiyotah, he enunciates properly the Shema. Okay, we'll stop over here.